This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tanya Barrios, T-A-N-N-Y-A, middle initial D, last name B-A-R-R-I-O-S, date of birth 12/29/1970, date of appointment February 29, 2024, requesting physician Mahmood Khan, M-A-H-M-O-O-D-K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, I have the pleasure of seeing Tanya Barrios today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2013 in North Carolina. MRI of the brain and spinal tap done. She was started on Tecfidera. In 2022, she stopped taking it. Presently, she is having cramping in the legs at night. Left leg is weak and cannot lift high. Taking hot shower is difficult. Vision is okay, seen by optometrist. She has a history of head injury also in 2022. After that, she started having a seizure. She's taking Keppra 1000 milligram PO2 time daily. No seizure since November 2023. They are always focal seizure except the first one, which was generalized tonic-clonic seizure. The focal seizure is described as twitching of the left side of the face, last only a minute. CT of the head done on 6/17/2022 shows chronic left subdural hematoma, small anterior right frontal scalp hematoma that appear acute. This is done in Tennessee. MRI of the brain done 6 months ago, which did not show any new lesions. Past medical history, multiple sclerosis. Depression, diabetes mellitus, epilepsy, history of head injury, subdural hematoma, past surgical history, non-allergy, no-drug allergy medication, Genumet, glimepiride, duloxetine, 60 mg, aripiprazole, Levimer, levetiracetam, 1000 mg, 2 times daily. Social history, smoke 20 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, does not work on disability, married, live with the husband, no children, family history, mother alive, osteoarthritis, father deceased, no sibling, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, muscle pain, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 for 5, except left lower extremities 4 over 5. Deep tendon reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, multiple sclerosis in remission. Number 2, epilepsy. Number 3, restless leg syndrome. Number 4, subdural hematoma. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, depression. Number 7, anxiety. Number 8, gait ataxia. Number 9, history of head injury. Next paragraph. She is not taking medication for multiple sclerosis for more than 1 year. She did not have any symptom for that. Her MRI of the brain last year was negative for any new plaque. I will not start the medication right now, but I will repeat the MRI of the brain in 6 months. For seizure, her last focal seizure was in November 2023. I suggested to increase the Keppra, but she is not ready for that. For restless leg syndrome, I would like to start ropinirole 0.5 milligram PO daily at night. For peripheral neuropathy, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, ANA, R effector. I would like to see her back in my office when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.